every day. Wishing you all a happy Valentine.
I can be your hero, baby.
Stay, stay. Happy Valentine's Day.
Namaste, sat sri akal, adab, arse. Welcome to this very special Valentine episode. Now, aap sabko to Dr. Love ke baare mein pata hi hai. But for those who are attending the Love Guru's first class, let me tell you, Dr. Love has done a PhD in love and is a professor in loveology. Beware of him and never try to cheat in his love test because he has his loveometer everywhere, watching every direction. So, aaj hamare is test ko lene aaye hai ek aise couple jo incurably in love hai. From Mr. Rock and Roll, he became Seedha Sada and she was his true love. They have gone through all the casualties that lover may have to go through. They were separated, but true love cannot stay apart for long, isn't it? So, ladies and gentlemen, join your hands together to welcome our couple for today, Prem and Mukti from Casualty Zindagi Ke, a.k.a. Manoj Bora and Tina Parekh. Welcome, Prem, to this special Valentine show on India Forums.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Kirti. And wish all you guys a very, very, very happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you so much, and we wish you the same. So, what's your plan with TJ?
Well, we're planning to go for a nice lunch because I got a day off from shoot, which is a surprise. Yeah, which is quite a treat. Mm-hmm. So, I plan to go for a nice Valentine's lunch. Mm-hmm. In the evening, maybe chill out with some couple friends.
Couple
no singing allowed.
Yeah. That seems to be quite a nice plan.
Yeah.
Okay, so are we rocking to start our first round, which is called Ek Dooje Ke Liye?
Ah, let's start.
Okay, yahan par hum aapko puchhenge aapke real partner Mukti ke baare mein, and we will know how well you know her.
Okay.
Okay, my first question is, describe Mukti in 3 words.
Short, irritating, and pakao.
Are you in love with her by any chance?
Huh?
Is Prem really in love with her? Okay. If Mukti was...
See, this is how he feels about her, but when he meets her in person, he has to be nice and lovey-dovey.
Okay. Deep down, you're like, oh, but
yeah.
Take it.
Deep down is that UD Mukti fight.
UD Mukti fight, okay. Yeah. So you're still UD, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mother India. If Mukti was given a choice to visit any place in the world, which place will she choose?
I think she would choose either Maldives or Australia.
Are these Mukti's place or Tina's place?
I think both like almost the same thing.
Okay. Alright. So what is Mukti's most favorite food?
Mukti likes Indian.
Indian.
Yes.
Desi hai aur aap?
Desi aur aap Videshi.
Videshi.
Hey, wahi se to aaye hum.
Sahi hai. So, which is your favorite scene from all the scenes you've done together?
Sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Yeah. Which is your favorite scene from all the scenes you both have done together on Kasauti Zindagi Ki?
This is a scene where I was admitted in the hospital. And I think that's the time when the scene was outside in the garden and I hold her hand and I tell her, I love you. And she actually thinks that I'm saying the truth. And I look at her and I start laughing. I said, I was just joking. Then she just gets angry and like runs away. That's how I love that scene.
You've been quite a brat in the serial, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Which is the most unforgettable memory both of you have on or off the set?
Her marriage and my marriage. That is off the set, and on set is there was one time when I think it was a couple of weeks ago when all of us were so happy to shoot because all the youngsters were together. I mean, there was no oldies at all. Like, it was Maheshi was there, Uncle Maheshi was there, then Tina, Sneha, myself. I mean, we all were together. We went for lunch during shoot, and then after that, we came back. The weather was beautiful, and we were sitting in Sun City and shooting. There was like lush greenery everywhere, and it was fun. Like, we really had a great time that day, you know, and I think we'll never forget that.
Oh wow, that seems to be really nice. Okay, now wasn't this really simple and easy? But we are not going to leave you so easily. Our Valentine's special here. Valentine special, eh? I guess you don't know. Valentine and without songs, how is that possible?
That's
so
true.
Our next round is Geet Gaata Chal. Hum aapko kuch aasan se sawal puchenge and you have to answer them with a song.
Okay.
And now you please don't say that, okay, I'm really bad at singing, because a lot of these stars have been telling me.
No, I'm not that bad.
Okay, great. So shall we start?
Go ahead.
Your first situation is, you have taken Mukti out for dinner in the moonlight with rose petals, wine, and everything is going smooth. But now your cell rings and it is an unavoidable situation. You just have to go, and Mukti is all angry. So what is it that you will sing to her so that she calms down?
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances they'd be sharing love until the night was blue.
Oh, that is so sweet. That is so sweet. Okay, now the next situation is, Prem, you were quite a flirt earlier, and now when you're out with Mukti, suddenly an ex-girlfriend of yours just pops up and she's trying to come all close to you. Mukti is absolutely mad seeing this. So which song will you sing to make her believe that you are just hers? Main change ho gaya hoon.
I just can't help believing when she sits along beside me forgot the lyric. Oh, a lovely song, man. The song's title is This Time the Girl is Gonna Stay.
Okay.
That's by Elvis. I just forgot, man. Shit.
Okay.
So guys, if you haven't understood what I'm saying, please listen to the song This Time the Girl is Gonna Stay by Elvis Presley. It's a beautiful love song.
Okay, I'll make that a point to play this song.
Yeah, do that. Please do that.
Okay.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sighs. This time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay. For more than just a day.
Okay, now we move on to our next round, which is called the Double D round or Double the Marker round. What would be Prem's way of asking Mukti out for Valentine's Day?
Double the Marker round would be, I would tell Mukti, come, let's go for Valentine's dinner along with Mother India and Buddha Bajaj, along with Dad Basu and Sam. So it's like a double dhamaka.
Double dhamaka. Okay, wahan par aapko lectures na milne lag jaye. Take care. I bet Mukti wouldn't really like that, but chalega.
Double dhamaka hai.
Ekdam. From Yuri to Prem, how was your journey been? Was it more fun to play the negative role, or you like being Sida Sada boy?
I think both have their different nuances and the different enjoyment factor, because Yuri is a lot of fun, musti, mazak, and, you know, care or damn attitude, whereas Prem is much more sober, sweet, very love struck. I won't say serious, but he believes a lot in values and culture and everything. So I think, you know, it's a contrasting character, and I think it's fun. Both are fun.
I mean, speaking to you, you like more of those musty dhamal kind of a person.
Well,
so you
there's another side to me also.
Okay. Yeah.
You can't be one dimension, right?
Yeah, that's there. Okay. Now we come to our last segment, which is the most special part. Here we do not ask you any questions, but you have to give a very sweet message to all the members in India forums for this Valentine special.
Your message?
Your message, yeah.
Okay. A message to all the viewers would be, well, as you guys must be knowing that, I know it's not the right time to give the message, but I wanted the perfect moment to give the message.
Mm-hmm.
Or rather put it this way, it's not the right moment to give the message, but I found this the right time to give this message. That I will not be playing frame anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. And I really will be missing all my viewers and all my fans, and I don't know how to say this, but
oh.
I don't know how I'm going to enjoy this Valentine's thinking that I'm not going to be playing frame anymore. I think max a month.
Mm-hmm.
This is making me feel sad. I really love this film so much, and it makes me sad to leave. So,
special reason for like leaving this?
It's a 20-year leap, and I do not want to be a part of the leap.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
So are we seeing you in any interesting other serial?
Oh, not a serial, but soon something exciting. That is
for sure. Oh, wow. That's we're waiting for that. I mean, fine.
I won't let you down, guys. That is for sure.
Okay.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You'll look forward to something really rotting and happening.
I know. I think you've played your character frame to its fullest, and now it's time.
Yeah, that's true. And it's a good time to leave it on a high also.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. People always remember. Never. So go ahead, don't forget, don't cry, don't feel sad, it's okay, life is great, go enjoy your Valentine's, alright, don't miss me too much. Yeah.
We definitely miss you as Yuri and Prem, but I'm sure you have more stored up for all your viewers and all your fans.
Yes.
And we would really like to see you in something really exciting.
Great, that's great. So sweet.
Alright, you take care and you have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
You too, and all you lonely people out there, don't worry. This is a nice lovely song that I have for you, which I'm going to sing it to you right now.
Okay.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory strain to a brighter sunny day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Through the chairs in the parlor seem empty and bare. Do you gaze at your daughter and picture me there? Is your heart full of pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Wow, bravo. I think that's excellent. And thank you so much for making this Valentine really special for all of us.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care. Now, welcome to this special Valentine episode on India Forum.
Hi, guys.
Okay, and first of all, we would like to congratulate you because we just got to know that you were married 4 days ago.
Thank you.
So, how's it going?
Couldn't be better.
Couldn't be better.
Very, very good.
So, now it's Tina Parekh.
It's Tina Hazra now.
Okay. Congratulations once again.
Thank you.
तो चलिए अब रियल से थोड़ा रील होते हैं. लेट्स गेट इनटू मुक्ति कैरेक्टर. सो वी आर गोइंग टू स्टार्ट अ फर्स्ट राउंड व्हिच इज कॉल्ड एक दूजे के लिए. हियर वी गोइंग टू आस्क यू क्वेश्चंस अबाउट योर रियल पार्टनर प्रेम एंड वी गोइंग टू टेस्ट योर लव टुवर्ड्स हिम.
ऑलराइट.
ओके. माय फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज डिस्क्राइब प्रेम इन थ्री वर्ड्स, थ्री सिंपल वर्ड्स.
Prem as in character Prem.
Yes.
Of Manoj Bohra.
Yeah. No, you have to talk about Prem as in character. Right. Prem, yeah.
I guess Prem would be extremely honest. And completely, absolutely lovable as a person.
Okay. All right. If Prem were any food cuisine, which cuisine would he be?
Italian.
Now my next question is, what is a word that Prem uses the most?
Prem, not really. He doesn't use any lingo. UD would not Prem.
Okay, what about UD?
UD has his favorite as Mother India.
Mother India. I remember that distinctly. Okay. But what is the funniest incident that took place between you guys on the set of Kasauti Zindagi Ki?
I guess when we started off the show, mm-hmm. where Prem was the bad guy, UD.
Yeah.
And we would always have this give and take, you know, in terms of arguments and stuff like that. It used to be really funny because we would end up just making up so much of the scene that the scene would go on extending and we would go on laughing, and finally the director would have to write, cut, you know, you really need to cut it short.
So, aap apne dialogues beech mein le aate the,
right? Yeah. Both of us would get like really involved into the argument and the fight and like actually start doing the scene.
Okay, that's fun. The next question is, which is your favorite scene from all the scenes you both have done together?
Actually, there are quite a few. We've actually had quite a few good scenes together. But I guess one of my favorites has been the song that we had shot recently.
Mm-hmm.
On the beach. One was that song, and the other one is... been one scene of mine on which was like incidentally a Valentine's Day party scene where I proposed to him and I in fact start crying in the night in the middle of this party where we had in outside a garden.
Mm-hmm.
That's been one of my favorite scenes with Manoj.
Okay. So did you actually ever thought that, you know, Mukti and Prem as a couple would really hit so well that, I mean, it's like now the most popular jodi here on the television?
Well, we really didn't know that, but all we knew was that every time the scenes came, we really, really did have a, and we still do have a very good time doing those scenes. So, I guess that's pay off. Like, when you really know and enjoy what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
I guess it works. We really didn't have any idea, I'm sure. Both of us knew that we were working hard, but we didn't know it would become this popular.
Okay, so is it like your friendship off-screen really helped? I mean...
It does. Mm. In fact, it really does. I mean, I both of us personally believe the fact that we being very good friends has really helped, because we didn't have ego hassles among each other.
Yeah.
You know, every time we had to discuss a scene or improvise over a scene, if I could tell him something, he could tell me something, there was never that, why is it coming from her or why is it coming from him? We would do a scene because the scene would improve from that.
I know, because like off late, like we've been hearing that couples, you know, they don't see eye to eye, but then they have to do love scenes. I mean, That's the most funny part.
The very fact that we are very good friends, it really helps, because, you know, there is this comfort level to about to talk, okay, I'm comfortable with doing this and I'm not comfortable and I would like to do it like this.
Uh-huh.
So it really does help. And Manoj, as a co-actor, is quite a pleasure to be, because he really does help you out with scenes.
Okay. All right. Now wasn't this simple and easy, for we are not going to leave you so easily. Akhir Valentine's special, hey? Valentine and without song, how is that possible? So our next round is Geet Gaata Chal. Hum aapko kuch aasan se sawal poochenge and you have to answer them with a song.
Okay,
so shall we start?
Alright, I can try.
Okay, our first question is, you are with your best friend and you have met her after ages and want to spend the whole day with her. But now the twist is, Prem calls you and he says that, no Mukti, I want to spend the day with you. But you simply refuse, saying, no, I want to be with my friend. But knowing Prem, he is such a bacha, he is not talking to you and is not ready to listen to you. Ab wo gussa ho gaye aapse. So which song will you sing to rescue yourself from this position?
Ye ladka hai Allah kaisa hai deewana. I guess that's what.
Yeah, you can carry on.
Oh, I'm a pathetic singer. Let my husband do the singing bit.
Okay. Now you are in this extra romantic mood and you want to call Prem, who is attending a business meeting. So which song will you sing? Which song will you sing to him that will make him leave his business meeting and come directly to you?
Oh my god, which would the song be? Skip, can't think of any.
You can, put koi bhi like romantic song that you can think of.
He's in a business meeting and I've got to call him back.
Yeah, uh-huh. Any sexy song can do that, you know, to attract him. No, you have to come.
Oh, I really can't think of any frame.
Oh, your husband's there with you?
No, he isn't. Not that it would be an issue. How about Stand By Me?
Okay. Yeah, that can. They can sing a line?
Nah. I really don't remember the exact term.
Okay. Take it. Stand By Me. Okay, that's nice. Take it.
And the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
We have come to the final segment of today's interview, the Double D round or Double the Marker round. Okay, my first question is, what according to you would make Prem and Mukti's first Valentine together extra special?
The very fact that we finally would be together forever and ever.
Yeah, they would just be together and no more twist and turn in their relationship.
Yeah.
Finally. Okay, so now you're newly married. So what extra special plans you have with your husband?
The very fact that I'm newly married, every day is a special day and we're doing something or the other. So I guess a Valentine's Day would just be icing on the cake.
Any plans you have till now?
I guess it's going to be a surprise from him, so I'd like to keep it that way.
Okay, that's really nice and sweet. And now the most special part of the interview, the grand finale. Oh, don't worry, we have no more questions to ask you. We request you to give the members of India Forums a very special Valentine message.
All right, guys, I think for me, love is in the air all the way. I guess, and I hope, and I wish all you guys that it's going to be the same for you guys. If you're not hooked, get hooked. If you're actually seeing someone, go get married. If you're if you really want to go propose to someone, this is the time. Go down on your knees, get that ring out, and blah, 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 blah. Do it. The time. Y'all just have a wonderful, wonderful Valentine's Day. Celebrate it as the Valentine week, the month. Just be in love. Take care, bye.
Oh, wow, Tina, that's a really sweet message, and we can definitely feel that love is in air for you, and you're like really happy and excited about your newly married life. And we wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, and have a great Valentine's Day.
You too, bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
And the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand.